Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. Most of Columbus County is currently in a moderate drought, with extreme western portions of the county considered abnormally dry. Long-range projections are showing unusually dry conditions all the way into the May. None of this is good news for farmers who dealt with an extraordinarily dry spring, summer, and fall last year. However, last year's drought conditions, followed by Hurricane Helene, led the governor to quickly sign a $311 million agricultural relief bill last week. Out of that money, $200 million will go to the hardest hit areas of northwestern North Carolina, and the balance will be spread through the rest of the state. Ag Commissioner Steve Trockler said he expects the funds will be distributed in a manner similar to the agriculture programs with Matthew and Florence, but the funds will be available to help farmers plant this season. Remember that burn bans are in effect in Columbus County and statewide due to the extremely dry conditions. Chadburn Police and the State Alcohol Law Enforcement Division have broken up a conspiracy to steal alcohol from the Lumberton ABC store for resale in Chadburn. More than 600 bottles of liquor, 335 grams of marijuana, cocaine, and prescription pills were seized in a raid on a Huffman Street home. Crystal Marie Wilcox, age 32, James Edward Falk, age 46, and Colin Michael Montez, age 36, of Lumberton, were jailed on a number of felonies. Montez, who is an employee at the store, was allegedly working with Wilcox and Falk to steal alcohol from the facility and store it at the Chadburn home. Whiteville police are urging motorists to lock your cars, make sure you park in a well-lit area, and take advantage of security cameras when you can. There have been a number of vehicle break-ins in recent weeks, as well as a number of car thefts. Anyone with information about the larcenies is asked to call 910-642-5111. If you're heading into Bladen County today, avoid White Plains Church Road. According to NCDOT, White Plains Church Road is closed about 0.2 miles south of Porter McCoy Road, that's in the Rothendale community. The state is installing a new cross drain line. The project is expected to be completed by 5 p.m. today. Southeastern Community College, along with county and city schools, is sponsoring a career expo April 4th from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Businesses must register to participate. Lunch will be provided. Call 910-788-6239 for more information. The 5th Annual Yakuni Fish Camp is April 11th and 12th in Bolton, and the Waccamaw Sioux STEM Studio needs your help. Volunteers are needed for registration, rigging fishing rods, and food service. The event is open to everyone. Contact the STEM Studio via Facebook or the Waccamaw Sioux Travel Center for more. The Anchorage at Lake Waccamaw is holding Church Skate Night April 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Cost is $15 per person. Kids under 5 and under get in free. The evening includes dinner, skating, axe throwing, a climbing wall, batting cage, gator golf, and more. Call 910-646-4111 to register your church. If you don't want bats in your belfry or anywhere else, now is the time to make the repairs to your home, according to the Wildlife Resources Commission. Bats will begin bearing their young around the end of April and early May. Sealing dormers and soffits will cause bats and pups to starve to death. Now, you can put bat shelters, also called bat houses, outside your home that will encourage the bats to stay nearby and cut down on mosquitoes and insects without taking up residence in your residence. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.